And that last piece was you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. And on today's program, we're going to be speaking with Roland Marconi, filmmaker of Enemies of Peace, Preventing the Next War in the Middle East. Enemies of Peace is a documentary film that serves as a warning sign of the impending threat of escalating war, specifically in the Middle East. The danger of war spreading further across the Middle East region is especially imminent, considering the ongoing conflicts in Syria and Yemen, and the recent power plays and shifting alliances among Gulf nation leaders. The massive proliferation of arms sales to several Middle Eastern countries by our government over the past several years, in addition to the increasing number of U.S. military bases and direct U.S. military involvement in the region, illustrate that the deepening involvement of the U.S. in a widening conflict zone. It is up to us, an informed populace, to become active citizen journalists and spread awareness of these issues on a massive grassroots level. With direct action, there is a chance of putting a stop to the wars that our country is presently involved in and those that are being planned by the military-industrial complex and individuals who truly are enemies of peace. It's time to enter a new era of peace and cooperation across the planet if we as a collective humanity are to survive. We'll be speaking with Roland Marconi in a moment or two, and we're also talking about a film screening coming up very, very soon, and you can participate. It is Monday, November 19th in Brooklyn at the Commons, and we'll give you those details coming up. But first, let's hear a little bit of the film.
The defense industry, as it's called, is immensely powerful. It has tremendous interest in maintaining these conflicts.
We have the capability to stop the bloodshed around the world, paid for, sponsored by our tax dollars.
The message is really a message of peace. It's a message of coming together.
The Trump administration is on a collision course with Iran.
On New Year's Day, 2018, I'm not issuing an appeal. I'm issuing an alert, a red alert for our world.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. And I don't think you've heard the last of it, believe me.
The claims we make about bringing peace or spreading freedom and democracy, that those simply aren't credible.
We are involved in wars in which no vital American interest is at stake. And worst of all, since we have no real political goal, there's no end to it.
The United States is involved, for example, in Yemen. The United States has been involved in Syria. The United States supports, for example, the Sisi government. The United States supports other governments that have a track record that are just as bad. For example, the Saudi government.
More than half of the hospitals in Yemen have been bombed. Less than a third of the population in Yemen has access to clean water.
First, let's understand the war in Yemen is an absolute humanitarian catastrophe that's almost unknown to the American people.
Every time you take sides in a conflict, you not only make friends, you make enemies. We have been spending decades making enemies in the Middle East, and now we're making new ones.
The problem, however you define the problem does not have a military solution.
You don't know how much of an exponential impact your actions will have on people, on the world as a whole. Being an internationalist, having solidarity with your brothers and sisters around the world who are victims of U.S. hegemony and victims of these horrific, horrendous wars.
The answer to stop the wars is very simple. It's occupy peace. Take your pick. Occupy peace or occupy war.
We've got to get out of the war economy, and we've got to build a new peace economy.
A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death.
And you were listening to the trailer for Enemies of Peace, a brand new film that's hitting the world and hoping to awaken all of our minds to what's truly going on in the Middle East right now, and to speak of the complicity of our own United States government. That's one thing that we have to take some responsibility for. And I'm very pleased to welcome, joining me in studio, one of the producers of this film, Enemies of Peace, Preventing the Next War in the Middle East, and that is Roland Marconi. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hello and welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It is indeed. I find it great as well. And I say that because I'm hoping that all of you who are tuned in right now are finding it great to be here listening at this very, very pivotal time in our politic and in our world. Roland Marconi is one of the producers. He is a digital filmmaker, editor, and DP cameraman, as well as a musician and composer based in the New York area. He has been producing, directing, shooting, and editing video, photos, and music for over 25 years for diverse media entities, including CBS News, Gary Null Productions, Global Vision Group, INN World Report, World Peace Productions, and We Are the World, winning numerous national and regional video awards. And the other producer, Elliot Crown, is not with us today. So, Roland, tell us a little something about the background of how you created this film and give people a synopsis of what's in it, what they'll be able to really learn and enjoy as well, hopefully.
Yes, well, I've been media junkie for as long as I can remember. And I've been working in media, both in alternative media as well as what you might call the mainstream, or what I tend to call corporate media. So I've worked kind of on both ends. And I've just lately been really sort of frustrated with the state of the media and what they're reporting, and or more accurately, what they're not reporting. But also, the people are not getting real information in a measurable way. So I decided to bring together some of the best activists, journalists, and scholars that I could find on the subject, because what's been happening in the Middle East for a couple of decades now has just been horrendous for the people of that area, especially. And the blowback that we're seeing here in our country and with our soldiers and our veterans is also very disconcerting. So I decided to put together some of these great minds and have them talk about what their perspective is and what they've been finding out that's really not getting displayed or shown anywhere in the media, except for some websites and places that are not easily found. So that's why I decided to put this together.
Excellent. And I just want to let people know that this is an amazing documentary, and it features some very powerful, very, very powerful individuals that are speaking, and we'll hear from some of them today. Tell us something about these people that were interviewed, about this whole process of engaging with people who are involved in this whole politic.
We heard from Medea Benjamin, we heard from Stephen Kinzer, Abby Martin, and a couple of others, but someone like Abby Martin has been doing tremendously important reporting through the Empire Files and on previous programs, and her funding's been cut off, so she's been having to scramble and to produce her program. But she's been doing great work. Medea Benjamin, of course, who's on the front lines every day at protests and getting into the media, getting into the faces of mm-hmm. a lot of these war criminals that are just running around free. She's been doing fantastic work. Max Blumenthal does some of the most in-depth, important research on all these subjects. He just came out with a documentary on Gaza. Mm-hmm. He also is coming out with a book on Syria. So he's just relentlessly researching and finding out the real information about this. Andrew Basevich, we heard from. He's a retired colonel, I believe, in the military, in the army. Mm-hmm. And he has been one of the most powerful voices for speaking out against this rampant militarism and just creating wars everywhere we go on the planet. So there's a lot of great voices in there. William Hartung, and he's been doing fantastic work in really telling the public what's going on as far as the militarization of our culture and the world. And it's basically like taking over our economy at this point. There's just fantastic people who are doing amazing work, but you would never get to hear them on any national news broadcast, on many newspapers. Even though some of them have worked at major newspapers, you really don't get to hear their voices very much at all. They're marginalized.
Yes, that is so, so true, because the thing that makes the news so disturbing, the mainstream news, is that it's so focused on whatever the agenda of the particular parties are, or the corporate structure that controls everything. So whatever that agenda is, that's the news that we hear. And I've noticed that as all of this nonsense has been going on with President Trump, whether it's the Kavanaugh hearings, whether it's the collusion with Russia, all kinds of things are happening in the background that no one is paying attention to. And it's very disturbing that the news can be like that. But we are here because we are presenting this to you for the first time, certainly on this airways, and maybe in many ways on this side of the coast. I know that you did a film showing on the West Coast some time ago.
President Trump's unilateral decision to withdraw from the multinational Iran nuclear deal, or JCPOA, over the objections of all other signatories, has opened a Pandora's box of potential conflict in the Middle East. It remains to be seen whether other nations will follow the U.S. lead. By reneging on the Iran nuclear deal, Trump is ceding the U.S.'s traditional leadership role on the world stage. Iran plans to continue honoring the deal if they can freely export oil, the engine of their economy. Reimposing sanctions on Iran is the most effective way for the Trump administration to stifle the Iranian economy. The move will inflate international oil prices, giving a boost to the domestic fracking industry while helping the Saudis maintain control of oil prices. What is unclear is how much withdrawal from the deal is related to Iran's decision to switch from dollars to euros for its oil transactions.
And as a reminder, you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And we're speaking with Roland Marconi, the filmmaker and producer of Enemies of Peace, Preventing the Next War in the Middle East. And we are also offering you an opportunity to come to a film screening followed by a discussion panel with the filmmaker Roland Marconi and his guests. And it is Monday, November 19th, 2018, 7 to 10-ish p.m. at the Commons in Brooklyn. That's 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. That's between Hoyt and Bond Streets in Brooklyn. And for more information, you can go to the website wbai.org and you'll be able to link right on and get your ticket. It is a fundraising event, so hopefully you will support that and you will also come and be open to this information, engage with the expansion through the discussion network with other community activists and people who care about what's going on in our world through this event. Of course, you can come in person, but in order to secure, it's best if you pre-register by going to wbai.org. You could also inquire of me through an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And we are speaking of this premier East Coast film screening, Enemies of Peace, Preventing the Next War in the Middle East. It's a fundraiser, Monday, November 19th, 2018, 7 p.m. it starts. Doors open at 6:30 at the Commons, 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. For info, go to wbai.org. We're going to go to a little clip on the war in Yemen. So you want to set that up a little bit, Roland?
Yes, the war in Yemen is one of the most catastrophic and horrible situations. There's it's called the worst humanitarian crisis in the world right now. There's starvation of a good part of the population. Most of the population cannot get clean water. There's cholera epidemic that's rampant, and this has all been caused by the war, but primarily by the Saudi bombing and blockade of their ports, where so they can't even get medical aid or humanitarian aid in there. And it's just a ruthless campaign to basically starve out the population so that they give in to the government, which is basically controlled by the Saudis. And now we're seeing that the Saudis are planning to run a pipeline right through Yemen, which is a lot of the underlying issue that's causing all of this. So this is some people you'll hear from Medea Benjamin, you'll hear from Stephen Kinzer, from James Gelvin, who's a professor at UCLA, and and especially from William Hartung.
Okay, so let's go with this clip.
More than half of the hospitals in Yemen have been bombed. Less than a third of the population in Yemen has access to clean water.
First, let's understand the war in Yemen is an absolute humanitarian catastrophe that's almost unknown to the American people.
We know now that Yemen is on the brink of total famine. Hundreds, if not thousands, of casualties, civilian casualties, from U.S.-backed Saudi bombing and sometimes U.S. bombing. And it's one of the situations where humanitarian aid convoys are being attacked by the Saudi coalition. It's very difficult for journalists to get in there. It's very difficult for aid workers to get in there because of this intentional policy.
This is already one of the world's poorest countries, and this has only made matters much, much worse. People can't feel safe in marketplaces, at funerals, at weddings, in civilian neighborhoods, at hospitals, all of which have been bombed by the Saudi-led coalition. Sort of a form of collective punishment. They think if they bomb enough people in the Houthi-controlled areas, their opponents, that people will somehow give up or rebel against the Houthi. And of course, this has not happened.
The United States has become complicit in what's arguably the greatest humanitarian catastrophe unfolding in the world today. Without U.S. intelligence and without U.S. military forces refueling the Saudi bombers, which we have provided, that war wouldn't be possible, certainly not at the level at which it's being fought. So the most immediate result is the devastation of Yemen, the mass killing and starvation of its citizens, and the opprobrium that is justifiably directed against the United States for our participation in this unjust war.
Before the outbreak between the Houthis and the Saudi-led coalition, there was already a war going on with Al-Qaeda. And the U.S. was involved in drone strikes and trying to kill people in Al-Qaeda. So you have that one war going on in the south, and you have another war that's been going on from the north where the Houthis are. And it's, of course, the Yemeni people who are the ones who bear the brunt of all of these foreign powers vying for control, as well as internal tribes and powerful former dictators that are trying to grab their piece of the pie.
The Houthi had been opponents of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. And now that they're busy fighting the Saudis, AQAP is expanding its power within Yemen. So even from a very narrow kind of counterterrorism perspective, this war is counterproductive. And of course, whatever reputation the U.S. has in the region is further diminished by supporting these major human rights abuses and crimes against the laws of war. So there's really no upside. I mean, the rationale that's given is it's a way to push back against Iran. But Iran is only a secondary player here. The Houthi were fighting long before Iran was supporting them.
Every time you take sides in a conflict, you not only make friends, you make enemies. We have been spending decades making enemies in the Middle East, and now we're making new ones. So over the long run, this conflict is not only going to make it more difficult to stabilize the Persian Gulf region, it is going to make it much more difficult for the United States ever to stand up as a moral broker in that part of the world.
And that was a clip about the war in Yemen from the movie Enemies of Peace, Preventing the Next War in the Middle East. As this film shows, it is really very, very current, very up to the minute. It has very powerful speakers within it. It gives you clips about and shows you images of what's really going on in the ground in these countries. It's very, very powerful. So, Roland, talk to us a little bit about the film in this clip. And
yeah, this is one of the most important parts of the film because it's so urgent what's happening in Yemen right now. You've probably seen, not so much in mainstream media, who's covered it very sparsely, but on alternative media and social media, the images of these emaciated children that they're being forced to eat leaves, basically.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it's just a horrific situation. So what we heard from last on that clip was Stephen Kinzer, who's written many books and writes for the Boston Globe, and he's at Boston University. And there are perspectives here that you're not going to hear on any mainstream media, which is why I sought these people out to get this out. So this is a great resource. this documentary just for knowledge on, you know, what's happening in this, in the area, the Middle East, and our policy, just understanding our foreign policy, which is so important. So it's a great resource for education to have at any schools and universities, but even to just have an intelligent conversation with people about these issues. Because if you just turn on the news, what they're going to tell you about Yemen is that, oh, it's, you know, it's an Iran proxy war, and we've got to, like, stop Iran's aggression, which is totally not any kind of realistic approach or description of this. And what's marginalized is the Saudi role in this, because of all the business interests. He just came here to drum up all of this business so that the things that they're doing in the world won't be looked at, you know, very closely.
Now you masters of war, you that build all other guns, you that build the dead planes, you that build the big bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind death. Just want you to know that I see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world. Like it's your little toy. Put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes and turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like the Judas of old, you lie, you deceive. World war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes. Like I see through the waters that run down my drain. You fasten the triggers for the others to fire and sit back and watch. When the death count gets higher, you hide in your mansion as the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and buried in the mud. Well, that's the worst fear that can never be heard. Fear to bring children into the world. Threatening my baby unborn and unnamed. Oh, you ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. Well, that's the worst fear that can never be heard.
And that was Odetta singing Masters of War, an old Dylan song, a classic. Our opening music was Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark. And you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. And I apologize for a little of that background noise. And we're going to move to another segment. But first, I wanted to remind you that you can engage in some of that intelligent conversation and expansion of thinking by attending the screening, the film screening for Enemies of Peace, Preventing the Next War in the Middle East, with followed by a discussion with filmmaker Roland Marconi and his guests, Monday, November 19th, starting at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 at the Commons in Brooklyn, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. For information, go to wbai.org. Stay tuned for more great stuff here on Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. First up, Old Souls by Diane Reeves.
I see them smile through faces of people I don't know. I hear them in the music on my radio. Wisdom of the winds, faces in the clouds, rhythm of the rains, oh mountain
standing proud. They prepare. Child who fell to earth through a crack of lightning, but God, so kind and merciful, sent old souls to guide me on. Yeah.
Close your eyes and allow your awareness to flow inward. Watch your breath. Follow the breath as it flows in and out of your body. Feel the movement of your body, the opening with each breath. Gradually deepen your breath. Relax your lower back. Relax your lower abdomen. Relax your hips. Relax your pelvis. Allow your lower body to expand with each inhaled breath. Allow your awareness to sink deep into the lower abdomen. In the center of the lower abdomen is a field of vibration where your life force energy mingles and is supported by the energies of the natural world, the elementals, the living Gaia. Allow your awareness to rise to the level of your solar plexus region. Breathe into the mid-back, breathe into the upper abdomen, and allow your body to expand with each breath. Allow your awareness to sink deep into the area of your solar plexus. In this area is a field of vibration in which your vital life force intermingles with your emotional bodies, your genetic information and ancestral bodies, with your karmic bodies, to source and a resource of information, intuition, discernment. Allow your breath and your awareness to sink deep into the field of the solar plexus. guide your awareness to flow into the field of your heart energy, your heart center, that area between your breasts, the center of your being. Allow your breath to flow into your chest and to flow into your back and to flow into your ribs and lungs and to flow into the heart organ. And allow an expansiveness within your chest as you breathe full and deep into the field of your heart. Lift your awareness to the high heart located in the center of the upper chest. Allow your awareness to flow into the field of energy of the high heart, connecting you to the wisdom of your higher awareness, deeper awareness, fuller awareness. Allow your breath to flow into your chest and into your upper back, allowing your body to expand with your breath. Allow your awareness to lift into the region of your throat, your center of communication and expression. Guide your breath to flow into the throat, expanding from the inside to the outside, breathing into the tissues of your neck and your shoulders, relaxing and opening into that expression with each inhaled breath. allow your awareness to rise to the level of mind, to the field of your mind. Guide your breath to flow through the brain, to simply permeate and flow directly through the tissues of your brain. Allow your breath to flow beyond the brain into the mind and feel into the expansiveness of your mind and feel into the expansiveness of your mind. Allow your awareness to flow into the expansiveness of mind, of your personal mind, into the natural world, the mind of the natural world, and the plants and the birds. Feel the oceans and the seas and the lakes and the beings beneath the water. Feel the mountains and the valleys and the fields. Feel into the sky. Feel into the clouds and the birds and the beings that fly. Feel into the cosmos and the deep space, the planets and the suns and the galaxies. Underlying the meditation was David Darling, and the name of that piece is Heaven on Earth. You've been listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. You can connect with me by email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or go to the archive page on prn.fm for Heart of Mind Radio for links to our show and connections described and shared with the show, as well as links to my website's blog and other ways of connecting. Bye for now. Have a wonderful week. Take good care of yourself.